the current crackdown against the unregistered and even the registered churches and Christians in China has really gone to the worst since the end of the Cultural Revolution. What's happening under President Xi's brutal rule in the past few years, we have seen the dramatic increase of the number of persecuted and arrested and prosecuted and imprisoned. And just give you one figure about these numbers in 2017 compared to 2016, reached to over 220,000. That's like nearly four times more than the previous year. 220,000.
That's in 1 year?
That's 1 year. And the number of detained reached to 3,700. I mean, this is only tip of the iceberg because we, you know, because of the information censorship in China and many people are free to report about what's going on. So this is what we can, you know, get hold of and document it. And among these over 3,700 of detained, there are several hundred even receive criminal sentence. Also, the way of crackdown is much similar to the Cultural Revolution right now. Because after the Cultural Revolution, at least at the letter of the law, all the Chinese Communist Party leaders' public speech, it says if a citizen or a religious believer wants to have a prayer meeting at with his own family members, primarily at home, or some even with a number like less than 20, it's okay, it's being tolerated. But now, according to the newly revised regulation on religious affairs that just took effect on February the 1st, these things were totally forbidden. And also government forbid even with a special five groups of people are not even allowed to get to the church, and including children under 18 years old, including students, including civil servants, including Communist Party members, and those who are serving in the military. They're all banned.
So in a word, for those who feel that you're exaggerating when you say it's as bad as the Cultural Revolution, what would you say to them?
Well, just to see the truth, these cases that we received and documented and verified and reported.
So let's take the particular case, a recent case in Luoning County. Can you describe what's happened there to Christians?
First day after the new regulation took effect on February the 1st, that county and pretty much the whole Henan province had been under enormous attack. They organized the government teams to search home by home of these Christians and try to confiscate anything with the Christian symbols, like cross on the wall. And even like you have the symbol of love on the wall, and they would go as far as, you know, to use a machine to remove that by force.
And you've produced some videos showing a mural being hacked down. Mm-hmm. Quite a beautiful tiled mural on the side of a house.
Yeah.
Clearly a Christian mural, but being pulled down.
Being pulled down, and many cases replaced with President Xi's portrait. And tell me, when did that happen last time? It was the Cultural Revolution, the Chairman Mao's portrait all over
being worshipped. There's another thing that's a little bit redolent of the Cultural Revolution here, and there's a President Xi has announced himself to be President of China for life, and that's now written into the Constitution. What prospect does that actually give for China's Christians?
That shows an increasing worrying sign of more dictatorship and one man's rule, and because his record in the past 5 years that he has shown extreme hostility toward Christians. I think certainly the Chinese church, including the government-sanctioned church, should prepare for a major spiritual storm ahead of ours. There will be escalated crackdown against the church. We can anticipate that without doubt, and it's already happening right now.
Do you see this move to enshrine himself within the Constitution as being a form of emperor worship revisited?
In the Chinese context, right now, already there are some signs, some symbols, like Chairman Xi's portrait, and there are some even patriotic Buddhist leaders, you know, in the patriotic government-sanctioned Buddhist organization leaders, they said, you know, one guy already quoted saying that President Xi actually is a kind of a living Buddha. It's like a reincarnation. So you will see more extremes. I think, you know, we're all Christians. We know that man is created with a space to worship God. If that space is not filled by God, the true living God himself, certainly those human idols with the propaganda of communism, like, you know, Chairman Mao and North Korean leader, you know, the Kim's family, they're all going to fill that vacuum. And so many of President Xi's subordinates and the lower rank officials in the local level are making that campaign to almost make him like an idol, and even his idolized even his childhood. He's such a great, perfect human being. So that I think that certainly is a major worry.
So the impact of this on ordinary Christians within China. We have new regulations. We have a president of the country who's declared himself to be president for life. We have a process of ripping down crosses from churches and removing evidence of Christianity there to try to prevent the growth. Right. Recently, we've heard that Chinese officials actually moved in and stayed in a Christian home to try to prevent a prayer meeting. Can you describe that?
Yeah, this just happened in Xinjiang. And so the Christian homes were even being intruded by the officials, for the officials to stay in the believer's home 24 hours in order to prevent them from worshiping God at midnight. So this has never happened really since the end of the Cultural Revolution.
So what we're seeing here is that China in practice is clamping down on Christians using a law which is intended to prevent espionage, is intended to prevent the work of enemies of the state. Why does China equate Christians with enemies of the state?
I think the reason the Chinese regime equates Christians as a national security threat, as the enemy of the state, is really because the communist regime's nature is control, is, you know, kind of brainwash, is lies. And so when Christians are the shining light on this in this world and would not repeat these lies of the Communist Party, and when Christians show their absolute loyalty to God rather than the Communist Party, and the Communist Party, of course, viewed them as a political threat. So I think that's the essence that why the Communist Party and President Xi are in a paranoid mood, because you can't explain why. Because Chinese Christian, we have a famous saying that one more Christian, one less prisoner, one more church, one less prison. So Christians are the treasured, precious citizens for peace. They are the best citizens to take care of the poor, the needy, the elderly, and they always help, you know, those who are under oppression. So why, you know, all of a sudden they have become the target? I think it is, in essence, a spiritual warfare.
Could it be said to be partly as simple as this? That for the Chinese single-party state, which will not allow democracy, it is all about control.
All about control.
And for the Christian, we worship the highest authority. We worship an authority which is above the state, whatever that state happens to be. So is it for China, quite simply, just a matter of control? If you, as a Christian, will not submit to our control, then you must be an enemy of the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think to put that you know, in a simple way, we could say that it is a matter of control, actually a matter of absolute control. It's not only a measure of control, because Christians are law-abiding citizens, except when those party, state, or any political force try to replace God. I think in their kind of maneuvering. That is the bottom line, and that is the red line for Christians. We would rather suffer persecution than surrender our faith to Caesar.
The line that's coming out of Beijing, and we heard it recently during an interview that you did on BBC World TV, where a commentator from Beijing said, the problem is foreign influence within the church. Is that a real, a genuine concern, or is this just a fig leaf?
Well, this is just another excuse with this kind of lie in order to justify the crackdown. Since 1955, all the foreign missionaries were kicked out. And today, there is not a single foreign missionary visa is being issued by the Communist Party at all. So where is the foreign religious infiltration?
Yeah. Because the curious thing here is that there are now more Christians in China than members of the Communist Party, which must, I presume, give them cause for concern. China is also predicted to be the most Christianized nation in the world. More Christians within one nation as a percentage by 2030 than any other nation in the world. So are the Chinese authorities running scared of a Christian revival?
Certainly, you know, the Communist Party, the Chinese regime, is very scared of that prospect. And look, you know, when the 2.5 years ago, when this forced demolition of crosses campaign started from Zhejiang province, where President Xi Jinping used to be the party secretary, China Aid got hold of a secret document, internal document issued by the local Communist Party government officials, and tried to explain the rationale, the reasoning why this campaign should be carried out. That one quote tells it all. It says the reason for this cross removal campaign is to, I quote, contain the overheated growth of Christianity, end the quote. Overheated growth of Christianity. So you can tell the campaign is to try to slow down the visibility of Christians and try to actually, they're worried about this overheated, yes, rapid growth of Christian faith. They are very scared of this rapid growth.
What we also see happening in China, whether you're interested in religious freedom or not, has been the remarkable clampdown on Christian lawyers and human rights lawyers who are trying to work within the law of the land to represent the poor and also to oppose the removal of crosses that are being torn down. Now, some of these lawyers have disappeared. Some of them claim to have been tortured and forced to make confessions. It's an extraordinary state of affairs when a country starts arresting its own lawyers.
It is. It's called the Chinese War Against the Lawyers. And all of a sudden, in the past few years, over 500 lawyers and legal activists were rounded up. Some were already received sentence, 8 years, 10 years, and several lawyers are still missing, like the great Chinese Christian lawyer Gao Zhisheng, who was tortured and being
imprisoned.
And
he wrote a book about his torture, having been tortured,
over 8 years,
and then disappeared
and
again.
Now disappeared again.
Is this why the lawyers are being arrested? Because the party is considering itself to be above the law of the land in China?
In essence, it is one of the significant changes in the Chinese political culture under President Xi Jinping, was that the party is absolutely controls everything. I mean, that was actually this sentence that the party, you know, should control everything. It's in the party's constitution. It was the 19th Party Congress last year that adopted that measure. Said the party, from east to west, from workers, our military and educator, everything. So the party controls all. The party just used the law to accomplish the party's will. In essence, is the head of the party's will. It's the President Xi or Party Secretary Xi's will is everything. So that's, I think, the essence of this move.
So what do you see the prospects for persecution in China over the next 10 years?
Under this new regulation, the house churches may face a total outlawed and imminent daily threat. And number two, I think optimistic perspective based on the history of the church in China is we will expect maybe new revival among the Chinese church. I mean, it was really during the Cultural Revolution, it was really during the midst of the persecution, the Chinese church are being purified, being tested, being tried, then showing the faithfulness of God. And then when this happening, these non-believers are attracted to Christian belief. I think it will have another new round of revival.
Do you ever fear for your own safety and the safety of your family?
Sometimes that small spark of thought had happened, but of course, you know, number one, we live in the West. My family live in the small town in the United States, and our brothers and sisters and the citizens over there are very caring. And number two, the most important is we're all Christians. We believe God's sovereignty and believe His protection. Certainly no evil regime would reduce a single hour without God's sovereign loving and care and permission. So that's kind of my understanding and my belief. I feel again, we need to trust God's faithfulness and His own providence and protection.
So Christians listening to this, how should we pray for the church in China? What would the church in China have us pray?
The church in China, I think, are asking us to pray that even in the midst of persecution, they can still stand firm on the true gospel of Jesus Christ, and they can proclaim that gospel no matter what, and no matter it's in prison, in labor camp, or wherever, they can still, in a non-compromising, unwavering way, to proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ. I think they certainly ask prayer even for the persecutors, for President Xi. After all, it's not a war of flesh and blood. It is a spiritual warfare. So we should pray for President Xi, for his cabinet members, Politburo members, governors, party secretaries, that God would restrain the evil, that they would not cross the threshold and facing major judgment. And we pray for their salvation too, and that one day they could maybe from Saul to Paul. Who knows? And the Lord knows, right? So, and they are also praying for the West, for the free world. And the Chinese Christians are actually earnestly seeing the kind of decline of the church in the West, and because of this relaxation. And I think they are earnestly also praying for us too.
And what about for Bob Fu? What can we pray for Bob Fu?
Well, I certainly appreciate the prayer for my health and for our ministry that can really walk with the persecuted brothers and sisters in the vigorous way without being intimidated and holding the truth. And pray for my family. We have three children, and two of them are in college already. And so my wife and I, are asking for that prayers, and pray for my staff, for our brothers and sisters who are really very sacrificially working and ministering to the persecuted in China.
Bob Fu, thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.